In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who does give us a message, the message of the Gospel, so that we might proclaim it to the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I mentioned before the worship service that what we're doing here at University Lutheran and what we have been doing is going through basically the entire Bible in about 8 weeks, which is a lot. And what we're doing in these sermons is we're kind of giving you sort of a sense of the different parts of the Bible so that by the end of this process, that by the time that we get to Revelation and all of those apocalyptic things, that we actually kind of feel like, okay, we get an idea of what the big picture of the Bible is. And that big picture of the Bible, you could also say, is probably the central message of the Bible. And here in the epistles of Paul, we find that central message being kind of hammered in really hard for us. Very sort of explicitly, not a whole lot of stories, but you have Paul here being kind of this person who the Holy Spirit uses in order to really get the message of what Jesus Christ did across to the people of God. And he does that through Paul in a big way in the New Testament. Over half of the New Testament either has Paul as this pretty central character, like in the book of Acts, or has Paul actually writing messages to different people. And so what you have going on here in the New Testament is, largely speaking, from what we can figure from Acts and then from what we hear in his different epistles, is that Paul is going through all of these places throughout the world. And what he'll do is he'll go into a town and he'll spend a little bit of time in that town. And while he's in that town, he plants a church. And so he gets a few people together and he says, okay, now you guys, you're going to be church. And they go, okay, we're on board. We're going to be church. Good to go. And so then they start forming committees and things. No, they don't do that. They say, no, we're okay. We're going to be church. Good, good. And so then Paul, having seen that he was able to get these people together, and they're saying, okay, we're going to be the church at Ephesus, or we're going to be the church in Galatia, or we're going to be the church in Corinth. And he says, good, you guys are good to go. I'm going to head over to the next town. And so then he goes to Ephesus, or he goes to Philippi, or he goes to prison, or wherever it is that he goes, because he does go to prison in there. He writes a lot from prison, because, you know, what else are you going to do? And he goes to the next place, and when he goes to the next place, he tries to keep up with them. It would be sort of like if I got a call to a church plant in Alaska, and you guys weren't going to call a new pastor for some reason. I'm sure that the district would not like that at all. And but instead, you chose that I would just YouTube a few messages for you every other Sunday or so. And that I would do that from Alaska, and that I would then send the YouTube message, and you would pull out that old TV on the stand, and you would set it right here, and then my head would pop up like Max Headroom, if any of you are old enough to remember that. Probably with all of the glitches. If you don't YouTube that, you will thank me later. And I would be up here, and I would probably have a few messages for the people that I knew were probably going to be gathered here. And so I would say things like, you know, happy anniversary to the Kleins and to Ryan and Erica, because they've got anniversaries coming up, and that would be a part of my message. And then, you know, I'd also ask Arlen about how his foot's doing, and different things like that. But then at the core of my message, it wouldn't just be about how Arlen is doing and how great it is that you guys are having those anniversaries. The core of my message would still be the same as the core of what I try for my messages to be when I'm here with you in person. And that core message is that Jesus Christ died for you so that you could be forgiven of your sins, and that you could follow Him in a resurrection like His, so that you would live forever with Him. And every time that I sent one of those YouTube messages, I would in some way, shape, or form try to get that message across to you again. And there would be other stuff that was going on. And there would be other stuff that I would have to address. And that's exactly what Paul does throughout his letters. And so you have the people of Galatia who, well, they've been kind of wrapped up into this thing. They know that they're Christians, but somebody has led them astray. And the person that has led them astray has said, well, in order to really be a Christian, what you have to do is basically kind of act like a Jew and still believe in Jesus. And if I heard that that is what was going on here, and maybe you guys sent a video chat back to me, and I saw that everybody here was dressed, all of the men were dressed in black suits and had wide-brimmed hats, I would go, what's going on? Yeah, wait, what's the deal here? And that would be my message back to you, just like it was Paul's message to those Galatian people. And then his messages to the Corinthian people, oh boy, those were fun. If you read Corinthians, you know what that's all about. Because the Corinthians, Paul starts that church, and then all of a sudden it's like it's church gone wild. And they're sleeping with relatives, and they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff. They're getting drunk at communion, and they're having other people starve during communion. And it's just a whole messed up situation. And so if that's what happened, well, I was at my church plant in Alaska when I sent you my YouTube video for the week. I would say, what is the deal? What is wrong with you? But even then, I would say, look, here's the central message. Even though you guys are doing some really crazy stuff, the central message is this. Jesus Christ died for you so that your sins would be forgiven and you would follow Him in a resurrection like His so that you could be with Him forever. And it goes that way for all of the different people that Paul writes to. Sometimes Paul doesn't even write to a group of people. Sometimes he's just writing to singular individuals, like when he writes to Timothy. And when he writes to Timothy, he's writing to somebody who is a leader in the church. He's saying, hey, Timothy, this is how you do this thing. And so this is a little bit of an aside. This isn't a YouTube video to everybody. This is like if I came over here and this was a YouTube video just to Emma. And when I was talking to Emma, I would say I would really focus in on what is going on in Emma's life. And Emma, if you were having some stomach problems, if I was the Apostle Paul, I'd say, you know, take a little glass of wine. Now, you're too young for that, so we don't recommend that at this point. But that's what he did to Timothy. And so that's what's going on when he's saying, when he's sending that message to Timothy. He's saying, okay, this is just you and me. Everybody else out there, just you and me. But then a part of that message, the central part of that message is still going to be what? Jesus Christ died for you to forgive you of your sins, so that you could follow Him in a resurrection like His and be with Him forever, right? Yeah. And so that is what the Apostle Paul is doing throughout his entire, almost half of the New Testament that he's writing. He is addressing our situations, these very human situations that come up as we are together as a church and as we are individuals who are baptized and saved by the work of Jesus Christ. And he's saying, this is what the Word of God is like. This is what the message of God is like. That the Word of God and the message of God is that it's something that we can all embrace together as a church. And that when we get that message, we know that all together that we have been saved because Jesus Christ died on a cross to forgive us of our sins so that we could follow Him in a resurrection like His and that we might be with Him forever. But we also know that that's the case for us individually. We don't have to gather together like this on a Sunday morning in order to get that message. Now, if you try to do this all by yourself, you might end up like the Corinthians. So it is a good idea to get together. But you still get that message coming through when you're flipping through the Bible and you're looking at what's going on. And Paul is very explicit. Here is what the message is going to be about. Jesus Christ died on a cross to forgive you of your sins so that you might follow Him in a resurrection like His and be with Him forever. And you can know that individually, you can know that corporately, but it's all still going to be that message. And the things in our lives are going to be different. And so the things that Emma is facing are going to be different than the things that Joel are facing. Now, none of you are ever going to sit in the front row, are you? Next week, people in the back, you're mine. And the things in our lives are going to be different. We're going to be different church to church. We're going to be different person to person. But it's still going to be that same message. Jesus Christ died on a cross so that your sins might be forgiven. So that you could follow Him in a resurrection like His. And that you can be with Him forever. And really, that's not just Paul's message. The Holy Spirit was using Paul to get that message out. But the Holy Spirit uses all of Scripture to bring us that very same message over and over again. In our different lives, in different church groups, different people that are gathering together on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night or a Tuesday afternoon. Different people as individuals who have different things going on in their lives, the things that are so unique to your own personal life. And still at the core of how that word is hitting you, at the very elemental beingness of that message is this: Jesus Christ died on a cross so that your sins might be forgiven, so that you could follow Him in a resurrection like His, and you can be with Him forever. Amen.